The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 174, The Showdown.
Sam, I heard shots fired. We're close by. Is Joe Mack okay?
Right now he is, but you better hurry.
You two catch up when you can. You may not be able to keep up with me.
I ran track in college. Don't worry about me.
Hey, wait for me.
Where is he?
Right in the middle of that mob.
Make way, make way. Excuse me, coming through.
You're going to tell me where my ship is, or I'll make sure that...
Joe Mack, stand down.
This lowlife, this bogan, was one of me crew members.
You don't seem happy to see him.
What'd I miss? Who got shot?
No one. Yet.
You'd better get these two out of here, or they'll be the main event.
Apologies. We have a bit of a crew dispute. Were you the one who fired the shots?
Yeah. And just be grateful I didn't silence both of them. Permanently.
Joe Mack, if you don't want to become the main attraction, come with me. And you're coming too.
Hey, I got money on this fight.
You come willfully or feet first, your choice. Over here, away from the crowd. Now, you want to explain why you attacked one of your crew members?
I think I see why. Look what he's holding.
That's an awful lot of cash for an abandoned crewmate to have.
You! This is one of them what took our ship, Captain. You should be after her.
When the doctor hijacked you, you didn't have a unit to your name.
Well, you got that right. That's what peeved me off. I saw him right there in the thick of things, waving a fist full of money.
I got lucky at the card table.
I'm really curious. If you had nothing when we released you here, what did you gamble with?
Sure it wasn't his good looks?
I'll tell you what he gambled with. Monetary units you gave him.
Me?
I doubt it was her. She takes money. She doesn't give it.
I didn't give him anything.
She's right. It was that creepy doctor. He paid me big and all I had to do was let him on board. I wouldn't have trusted him, but he deposited money into my account up front.
So you sold me out.
Look, Captain, when was the last good paying run we had? You had a mutiny developing on your ship. I saved you from being thrown in the brig.
Instead, you got me thrown into a shuttle and set adrift to die.
We're looking for a ship. Do you have any idea where it is?
Why don't you ask Bella? She was on the ship when we were released.
What about that, Bella? Have you been holding out on us? Like he said, you were with the ship.
I left as soon as you and your shipmates were released.
I've been wondering about that. If you wanted the free Wi-Fi, why did you abandon him?
Lord Zokar believed the doctor was going to help him escape. Doc also promised him that he would enhance his abilities. I knew I couldn't get him away from the doctor.
Well, what did you expect him to say? Here you go, Bella. Take him out for a tour of the town.
No. I told them I was going to scout the area when in fact I went out hoping to solicit help.
Solicit?
So you came looking for us?
Yes. A bounty hunter with two assistants and a fast ship was my best bet.
I've been standing here listening to all of this, and I don't think we're getting anywhere. You were aware of his plans. The monetary units wadded up in your fist proves that.
So?
So you had to hear something. We're pretty sure he's headed for the old hotel. Did you hear any talk about that?
The only thing I ever heard was this place has everything we need except power.
And that's why he needs the Canberra. She can provide all the power he needs for a century.
Where are the rest of your shipmates?
There are just two others in the town here somewhere. My guess is at the cantina.
Joe Mack, are you satisfied with what information we have?
I'll tell you what would satisfy me.
We're not going there. You want to find your ship? Move on.
Captain Tam is right. Your shipmate can go back to his gambling. If we need him later, we can probably find him in the nearest flop house after he's lost everything.
Hey, everybody. What did I miss?
It certainly wasn't lunch.
Hey, I was only gone an hour and a half. I'm on a diet, believe it or not.
Oh, the Ripley diet?
The what diet?
More like the Guinness diet.
Well, I don't know what Ripley makes, but I do like a good Guinness.
What on earth are you talking about?
Just discussing Sam's eating habits.
Well then Ripley and Guinness make sense. So, what did you find?
Sam, we've isolated a possible accomplice at the power plant. We've been researching her social media. The Scarlet doesn't seem to be much for social media. I couldn't find anything, unless she's posting under a false identity.
How about you, Simon? Anything?
She has kept a very low profile. I've done an exhaustive search for her name and haven't come up with anything yet.
I can easily arrange to run into Hank at dinner time. Maybe I can find out something.
That would be a last resort. I don't want to do anything that might spook him.
What about Mr. Pierman and his resources? Perhaps he can find out something about her.
I understand that Director Holliday will make his resources at Homeland available for us. I'll contact Kate, see what we can come up with. Detective Garrett, what about her financials?
Very interesting, to say the least. Everything looks quite normal until about a month ago.
What exactly happened a month ago?
A transfer of funds in her name went to an offshore account. I don't have anything further on that yet, but it's certainly worth looking into.
That's very peculiar. Offshore accounts are best known for money laundering and hiding income.
Precisely, Jamison. Why would a steam plant worker need an offshore account unless they're hiding something?
Is there a shell company involved?
Yes, the account is in her name, but deposits are coming from one source, a company called Deepwater. It has nothing to do with the management consulting company with a similar name. This company is a shell and nothing else, as far as I can tell.
I must say, Tracy, your person of interest is getting more and more interesting. An offshore account with payments coming from a shell corporation with a mysterious name. Well, it's beginning to sound like an Ian Fleming novel.
Being investigated by MI6.
I like the sound of this. Are we going to the shore next?
No, Sam. We're merely chasing a paper trail.
I turned over what we had to Jake Holliday at Homeland. If anyone can track down his deep water company, it would be Homeland. We also have contacts in the CIA. I'm going to contact Pierman and Kate. Keep digging. We're bound to discover something.
Don't forget us. MI6 is properly known as the Secret Intelligence Service. I'll contact my director and see if we have anything on them.
I hope we're right. That's an awful lot of assets to commit to something we're not sure of.
She will either be validated or eliminated as a suspect, so it's worth the effort.
Has anyone thought about tracking down this mysterious officer who's responsible for her parents' accident?
I did a little research, but like I said, those records are either sealed or gone. Why would you think we need to track him or her down?
Apparently, this officer was never brought to justice. Did they stay in the military? Did they maybe go on to public office and needed a clean record?
Let me guess. He plans to run for president, and all this money from Deepwater is Ash money.
Could be.
And what would that have to do with working for Rage and Hank?
Probably nothing, but I like the plot twist.
It's an interesting concept, Sam, but like Agent Simon says, it has nothing to do with Rage.
More like a presidential candidate. Just saying.
Queen's Task Force, Jocko.
Hey, just wanted to update you on what developments we have in Houston.
Sounds good. Nelson will kill you here. Hold on. Close the door. It's your sister. Okay, got you on speaker.
Captain Richards has been investigating their person of interest, Scarlett Jernigan.
What have you come up with so far beyond her work history?
We have some red flags on her financials. She's been getting payments from an offshore shell corporation. Deposits are going directly into an offshore account.
So are these deposits significant?
Yes. Much more than a steam plant worker would make.
When did these deposits start?
About a month ago. There was an initial large deposit, then each week another deposit.
Do we know who's making these payments?
A company called Deepwater. We're pretty sure it's a shell company. I just contacted Pierman, and he said that Tracy just called him to start researching. It seems she also briefed Holliday at Homeland. Agent Simon will have his people check also.
Well, with all those assets on the case, something's bound to break.
Do we know if Pyramid will look at the IDF side? She could be a rage plant, not from this planet.
Yes. According to Captain Richards, he's already searching the IDF database. We have a copy of her prints from the military, but they could very well be someone else's. We're hoping for a hit on facial recognition. Anything new on your end?
We're beginning to suspect that Louis has an asset also. His landlord just doesn't seem to fit the mold. I hate to say that, but he seemed very familiar with Louis and was trying to steer us away from him.
When I asked Louis about maybe helping out our nephew, he quickly blew me off and asked if we wanted to see the apartment.
Well, that's not much to go on. So I take it this is a consensus gut feeling?
We all came to the same conclusion. We've started our own background check on him.
If you need any help, we can easily add him to our list.
We appreciate that, but we got it covered.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Take care. Okay, speaking of background checks, what do we have on our landlord that's out of the ordinary?
It looks like he's a first-generation American. Either that or he just appeared here out of nowhere. No relatives listed.
Previous jobs, here, anywhere?
He bought the apartment outright 3 years ago.
That had to cost him a few Benjamins.
Well, go to war, Miss Agnes.
Well, either someone just hit a home run, scored a touchdown, or you found something good.
According to this, 3 years ago he made a huge deposit to his business account.
Don't tell me.
Payments received from deep water.
So much for just gut feeling. We got a player here. Send that info to Kate and Tracy. I'll arrange with one of our IDF agents to get eyes on our landlord friend.
We've got to get more information on this deep water.
We'll see what the IDF comes up with. I'm sure they'll throw all available assets at this. It might lead to other moles planted by rage.
This may be bigger than any one of us thought.
Kate, so glad you could make it.
Do you have anything new?
I have contacted our assets in the IDF to research Miss Jernigan and the landlord Leonard. We have nothing on the shell company. Holiday is working on the homeland side, and Agent Simon has MI6 on the job.
Well then, if there is anything out there, we'll find it.
I was hoping you could give me an update on Lenora. I know we recently talked, but this is such a risky move, I want to make sure that everything is going well.
I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. She's still a bit impatient, but other than that, she's doing well.
Good. Now, what about your sister? Has Nelson briefed you as we agreed?
Yes, he has, and I'm quite proud of my little sister. She hasn't gone off on her own or tried any silly stunts. She's sticking to the game plan.
That's what I was hoping to hear. I was taking a chance on both of them. Both of them have a hot temper.
Kelly's that way when it comes to family. When she was told she couldn't see me, well, you saw her at her worst.
Actually, we might have been seeing her at her best. She managed to outmaneuver several federal agencies and the IDF.
You know, this office work is for the birds. I need to be out in the field, hunting down leads, interviewing persons of interest, not tutoring a newbie.
I've been over this with you, and so has Holiday.
I know. It's too soon after my injury to be out there. I'm on light duty. It doesn't mean I have to like it. I could hop a stip to Houston or Queens and get in on the action with only a few people knowing about it.
Yes, only a few. Among them, Holiday and myself. We cannot rush this. You'll be out there soon. Who knows? You might find the missing piece from right where you are. Oop, that's Homeland. Pierman?
John, Jake here. We have some information for you to pass along to your team.
Kate is with me now, and you are on speaker.
Director, I was just there. Something broke that fast?
Yes. We've been pursuing this link between Leonard in Queens and Scarlett in Houston, and their ties to the Deepwater Company.
You found more?
I would say so. Have you ever heard of Colonel Ben Korsky?
No, should I?
Well, that name popped up in our search of deep water. He also received a payment around the same time Scarlett and Leonard did.
Unless this company is in the habit of paying off a lot of people, that can't be a coincidence. What did you find out about the Colonel?
We're digging into that now.
Come on, we're all thinking the same thing. He's got to be the high-ranking officer who was in that accident with Scarlett's parents.
Well, that's certainly a possibility.
Are there any more besides those three who were paid around that time?
As far as we can tell, they were the only ones paid. The company no longer exists.
Then I think we've passed it's a possibility and have at least entered the it's most likely realm.
Have you been able to get a location on this Colonel Korski?
We're making some progress, but it's slow. His military records have disappeared.
That's very hard to do. There should be W-2 forms from his service days. He couldn't have just disappeared.
Someone did a deep scrub of his past, and we're not sure why.
It had to have been someone in a high position, like Homeland or the CIA.
Homeland? Are you suggesting...
Not you, Director Holliday. Your predecessor.
Wagner?
He sent my father to the prison on Latumus for undercover work, and then left him there to rot. He tried his best to have me silenced. Permanently.
Yes, it was quite a shock to us that he was a rage-deep implant. He could have very well been the one who wiped out the Colonel's records. He certainly would have had the power.
I don't suppose a prison interview would help?
You're not going to get anything from him. We don't have a single thing to offer him in exchange.
Look, we're making several assumptions here. Is this Colonel Korski our man, and did Wagner have anything to do with his records disappearing?
When we have the answer to those questions, we'll have the key piece to this puzzle.
Made for Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
Marcy and I just left the flight service station. Joe Mack's ship was a little late according to the flight plan they filed, but had radioed ahead that they had stopped to assist a vessel in distress.
Really? That's very interesting. I suppose that vessel was their own shuttle. Did you learn anything about where they are now?
They apparently filed a flight plan for the local area with no return. We asked about possible landing areas in the area, and the only viable one was near the old hotel.
Listen, I just found one of me crew betting on a fight with a fistful of monetary units. If Dr. D moved the ship, he flew it himself. According to my crew member, Marco, the whole crew abandoned the ship once they landed here.
New flight plan listed 5 souls on board, so obviously that's not true. Can your ship be flown by one person?
It's like your ship, Nate. It can be an atmospheric setting. It'd take a minimum of 2 to break orbit for space flight.
If your ship is like the Mercury, it can pretty much fly itself on autopilot. You just set in coordinates. I assume this planet has global positioning satellites?
Yes, it does.
Okay, then you just set the coordinates and elevation, and the guidance system will pretty much do the rest.
So unless Wi-Fi is able to assist, we can assume that they are still on the planet's surface.
If they stick to their flight plan, they are local. I think our best bet is for us to all converge on the hotel. If we find Joe Mack's ship, we find Dr. D.
I like your thinking, Nate.
All right, start heading for the old hotel. If you spot the ship, don't make contact. Just notify us.
Will do.
Joe Mack, you and Captain Tam move to this sector on the map and make your approach to the hotel from the west. The three of us will proceed straight up and approach from the south. Barnes and Nate will merge with us from the east. This mountain range to the north should box them in.
And what happens if we see me ship taking off?
Notify us and proceed back to the Mercury. If he gets airborne, we can track him down. Gabby? Gabby.
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I have a bit of a headache. Not sure what kind of anesthetic Dr. D used, but I've had reoccurring headaches ever since.
Well, if they continue, we need to get you to a real doctor and get that checked out.
I'll be fine. I've had worse.
As we say, Gabby, suck it up, buttercup. Look, we'll head to this intersection, then work our way around to here. We should be in a position to see the hotel from this spot right here.
Very good. We'll move straight up this street to about here. Nate?
Nate for Jaffra.
Both groups are proceeding. Once you get into position where you have a good visual on the hotel, give me a call. We'll do the same.
Will do.
All right, everyone, move out. Time to put this mission to bed.
Agent Tony Simon.
Agent Simon, Floyd Gregory, Southwest STIP Center Director. I'm
looking for Captain Richards.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gregory, but the captain is out of the office right now. In fact, I'm the only one right here now.
We have a situation that will require immediate action.
I have full operational authority with the IDF. Is there something I can do?
Get on the STIP there and I'll transport you here immediately. We have an intruder.
On my way. I am secure and ready for transport.
Initiating transport. Stand by for egress.
Standing by.
Cleared for egress.
You say you have an intruder.
Guards, bring her in.
Get your hands off me. I work here.
Let her go. We'll take it from here.
You'll take what from here? And who are you?
I am the director of this facility. You can call me Mr. Gregory.
Then who's this guy?
I'm Agent Tony Simon, on special assignment from the British Intelligence.
What, like James Bond?
Along those lines, Scarlet. I work for MI6.
MI6? Wait, how did you know my name? Did he tell you?
No, I didn't. Miss Jernigan, you are being investigated for possible domestic terrorism.
You think I'm a terrorist? I served my country.
And you received a general discharge. We are familiar with your circumstances. We are currently looking for the officer who ran your parents off the road.
You know about that?
They know about that. And your complete work history.
Who is they?
The FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, MI6, the Houston Police Department, and the IDF.
The ID what?
The time for playing games is over, Scarlet. I don't know what Rage promised you, but you are putting Earth in jeopardy.
Rage? Earth's in jeopardy? The next thing you're gonna tell me is that Agent Scully sent you.
Miss Jernigan, you are in a restricted area and you have gained entrance illegally.
I told you I got lost. Now, I need to get back to work. Unless you're going to arrest me.
You are at least guilty of criminal trespassing, so don't push your luck. I want to show you something on my phone. Look at this. Does this look familiar?
No.
Look at it. Do you recognize this document? The document with your name and postal address? A document showing substantial payments from a shell corporation sending money to an offshore account.
It was an investment.
Yes. An investment shared by only two people. Your counterpart in Queens and the army officer who ran your parents off the road.
Don't deny it, Miss Jernigan. Your counterpart in Queens gave you up.
Leonard wouldn't do that.
We never told you his name. Now save yourself. We think that there are forces at work to destroy this planet.
I just wanted retribution for what my country did to me. They're coming.
Who, Scarlet? Who is coming?
They're coming.
Who is coming? What does Scarlet know? Where does the team go from here? Will Jaffer and his crew find Dr. D and will Wi-Fi still be alive? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the season-ending episode, The Welcome Mat.